It's your boy Big Zoo, a.k.a. Ed R. Zooman, coming to you live right here on WFAN in New York City. And boy, oh boy, we got a show lined up for you here tonight. So make that hotline bling, 888-808-1019. That will be your number to call all night long, right up until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning or this morning, however you look at it. If you're still out from last night, I get it. But you hit that number up, you talk to Rami, he will get you on hold, and then I will talk to you throughout this show tonight. So 888-808-1019, that's your number to call on the Fan in New York City. Oh, and boy, is it a fun time to be a Met fan in New York. I mean, I never thought I would be able to really, really say that and truly mean it. I mean, the Mets and the Met fan, this has been a week for the ages. Juan Soto, maybe the greatest player of this generation, probably the greatest player of this generation and one of the best hitters this century so far. I'm willing to put my name on that. The Mets stole him from the Yankees. The little brother talk is gone. Uncle Stevie, the questions about Uncle Stevie, they are gone. The New York Mets have solidified themselves as a team on the rise. Now, I said a couple of weeks ago, a month ago or so, that the Mets and Steve Cohen, in order to take over this city, right? And that's that was the Steve Cohen plan. It's like a parlay ticket, like a 15-leg parlay ticket, and you got to hit a lot of these things, and it's not easy. It's not an easy task to pull off. But what Steve Cohen has done is he hit one of the largest legs. He had a plus 1,500 leg in that 15-leg parlay, and now he's sitting there with a couple minus 400s the rest of the way through. And if he pulls that off, the Mets are going to own this city. But there's a lot of moves that still need to be made this offseason in particular in order for Steve Cohen and for this Mets franchise to pull that off. Because if you don't pull that off, if you go into this year half-baked, then you're already sitting here wasting Juan Soto. So let's just get down with the get-down. The Mets need to, and I can't stress how much they need to, re-sign Sean Manaea. This starting pitching staff right now, I know Senga is a great pitcher, all-star when healthy. He has health concerns. I mean, not that it's anything crazy, but I'm not trying to fully rely on him and then have Dave Peterson be the number two. I can't trust that. You have to get Sean Manaea back, and you have to stick him at the top of this rotation because that is where he belongs. The man found himself. The man found himself a home here in Queens. I mean, you see how much he's beloved within that locker room. I think you remove a piece like that, you're removing chemistry from this team, a team that relies on that power of positivity, the power of positive Tommy, some would say. But you need Sean Manaea. They can't afford to let him walk out. They're not going to get Corbin Burns. I have a feeling that he will be just elsewhere. He's not going to be here. And if you don't get Corbin Burns, are you really going to go out and trade prospects for Luis Castillo? I don't think that's worth it. You have to bring back Manaea. Get him home, and then what you do is you go and you sign another pitcher. Somebody coming off an injury potentially or a bad year. Now, the first guy that came to my mind was Shane Bieber, but Shane Bieber is re-signed with Cleveland. The next guy that comes to my mind is John Means. And if you can bring in John Means, former Baltimore Oriole, I guess, you know, free agent right now, he's coming off a couple injuries. Yeah, it's tough, but he's a dude that has a ton of potential. He was a guy that was at the top of that Orioles rotation and pitching well, all-star. I mean, maybe I'm a little bit biased. He's a West Virginia guy also. But I think if you give a guy like that an opportunity, they may come through and become your next Sean Manaea. But in order to even allow that person to have an opportunity at success, you have to bring in Sean Manaea to have stability. Going into this season with the idea that Frankie Montas and Clay Holmes are going to make upwards of 30 starts apiece is wild. I mean, that's absolute lunacy. Between bad performance and, honestly, in Holmes's case, I think he's going to have to just be monitored because he hasn't pitched like this in, what, 6-7 years? It's a bad, bad look. And I know you got Brandon Sproat in the minors and you want to get him up here, but going into this season half-baked with that rotation and leaving the bullpen also very vulnerable, that's not a good move. You bring in those two pitchers, you allow yourself the flexibility to now take Clay Holmes and put him in the pen where he belongs and where he is actually worth the contract the Mets signed him on. Clay Holmes on that contract as a starting pitcher is an insane thought. You have to put him in the bullpen. Get these guys in here. Get him back in the pen. Solidify the pen. Solidify the rotation. And then turn your head to what's going to be a lineup that needs a bat. Needs a power bat. Pete Alonso still sitting out there. And to me, that's the guy. You bring in Pete. You get him here. And you don't let him go. He's our guy. And I was a little bit down on this a couple months ago, but Pete's a guy that's going to hit 40 home runs. Now that you actually have Juan Soto in this lineup with Lindor, who has, I mean, he has hit a different, another stratosphere of himself as a player last season. You have Mark Vientos that is turning into a star. You tell me you can stick Pete Alonso back in that lineup as well and have him add to the fun? I'm all about it. And I know a lot of people are talking about Vlad Guerrero and the potential of the Mets going out, bringing in Vladdy. While I like Vladdy, and I would love Vladdy as a rental, so if at the trade deadline he is available, Steve Cohen, go after him. But Vlad Guerrero on a long-term deal, to me, just spells disaster. He's one of these guys that he's already shaping up to be a DH within the next 2 or 3 years. The Mets have Juan Soto on this team for the next 15 seasons. If you bring in Vlad Guerrero Jr., he's going to be a DH. You can't have him here. It's not going to work out in the long term. You have to think about that right now. Because if you bring in Alonso and you keep him on a 6 or 7 year deal, he's gone by the time that Soto is stepping into that DH role. So if you need to use the DH for Alonso, it's there. If you sign Vladdy to a 10-year deal next year, then he's going to be here with a logjam with Soto. And one of those guys is going to have to continue to play the field into their mid-30s when they're not even going to be capable of doing so. So, to me, it's primal that the Mets bring back Pete Alonso and Sean Manaea, and they get another pitcher on this staff. Because if not, they're going into this season half-baked, and they got huge expectations. It's not last year. It's not a fun team. It's going to be a fun team, but it's not an oh-my-God team. It's not an OMG, Jose Iglesias, out of nowhere. If they go 15 games under 500 this season. I mean, you thought it was bad last year, the criticism they got. They're going to get destroyed. And that's not going to happen because they're going to be a good team. They're going to put a great team out on the field. But that's the point. They have to. They have to be great. They have to get back. You can't take a step back now. Steve Cohen, you got Soto. You have to keep pushing. You want to keep checking off those ticks on the parlay ticket? Keep pushing. This team needs to win. You got Soto here. Now you need to win. Get those pieces that get you over the top. Bring back those pieces that got you over the top last year. They're going to have that same length, and they're not going to lock you into long-term contracts. Manai is not going to be on an 8-year deal. Pete's not going to be on an 8-year deal. You have to get these guys here, and you have to get this team ready. Because I'm telling you right now, if they roll out, the goodwill for Juan Soto is only going to go so far when you're sitting there in May and you're 5 games under, which I don't think is going to happen. But they still need to do things in order to make sure that that does not happen. 888-808-1019. Big Zoo on the Fan. Let's get to your calls here. Let's start off with my guy, Chris in Baldwin. Chris, what is up, brother?
Big Zoo Wop, the humble host, my guy. What's going on?
Not much, bro. How about yourself? Everything doing good?
Doing great, bro. Can't complain, man. Big freaking week for our Mets. I mean, you said it, I think, your last show, right? Slim Charles, the thing about the old days is they the old days, bro.
Oh, yeah.
The Mets got Juan Soto and Albert the Yanks. I mean, it's a new day with Cohen running the show. And so you hit it on the head, man. The OMG Mets, the gimmicks are officially over. I mean, there's expectations now. So last year's story was awesome and all, but now it's a win World Series or bust expectations, you know. And I don't know, you know, what's – I mean, we need to re-sign Pete. I want to see him in this lineup. And it's got to be pitching. You got to get the arms. I like Castillo on the Reds. And you said it too, re-sign Manaea, but we need some bullpen arms as well. And in the playoffs, I was tired of seeing a guy like Phil Maton come in. So, I mean, there's a lot of moves to be made, and definitely looking forward to see how Stearns rounds up this team. And I trust Stearns and all, and the moves
I mean,
you'll ultimately
how can
make.
You not, how so. Can you not trust Stearns? But the one thing I have to say, though, is that you're talking about the bullpen, and we're both talking about how to fix the bullpen. I mean, there's mm-hmm. a guy in this starting rotation for some reason that's been an all-star closer, what, 2 or 3 out of the last 4 years? I mean, this mm-hmm. What are we doing here? Like, why are we trying to convert Clay Holmes into a starter? I mean, I get why, but there are guys on the market to bring in. Why can't you let him be in the bullpen and help fix the bullpen, which is also a deficiency of this team? It's just that's the thing with Stearns right now that's kind of blowing my mind a little bit. But I'm choosing to believe that he's just laying in the weeds and waiting for Sasaki and just going to re-sign Manaea as well. So we'll see with that. But, bro, I mean, that's the one thing right now with Stearns that's killing me.
Yeah, definitely been slow. I mean, I think a lot of people expected like a domino effect with Soto signing and, you know, all these moves to be followed up. But, you know, give it some time, man, and I definitely expect a lot more moves. There's a lot more work to be done to round up this team, man. There really is. I mean, you hit it on the head. You know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, I don't know what you think about this Bill Belichick story with the Jets. I'm not really buying it, to be honest. He hated Woody Johnson. He hated the Jets. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he was that desperate, but, you know, I'm tired of losing and playing for draft positions every year, Big Zoo. I want to win some games. And I think, you know, we're in every game, and we find new ways to lose every week. And I can't wait to rid this team of this fraudulent head coaching regime, coaching staff. Because, I mean, bro, they are absolutely clueless on Sundays. And I'm not buying the Belichick story, but either way, I want Vrabel, man. I think he should be the number one, number two, number three option.
Yeah,
and
I'm with you 100% on Vrabel, bro.
And don't be surprised when he decides to run it back with Rodgers. I know, you know, media makes him public enemy number one, but Rods, I'll leave you with this, but the Broncos won a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning when he had 9 TDs and 17 interceptions. I don't want to be in QB no man's land again. You know, because that's what's going to happen when we get rid of Rodgers. There's no backup plan right now. Just let him let the new regime decide it. But I wouldn't be shocked if a guy like Vrabel comes in and wants to run it back with Rodgers. And definitely, Big Zoo, happy holidays. If I don't talk to you, I'm sure I will before then. And I also wanted to have your thoughts on the new head coach at West Virginia, bro, Rich Rodriguez.
Hey, the new old coach, and all the love to you, bro. Appreciate you. Happy holidays, and we will definitely talk before then, whether it be me screening for Joe's show or some other show that you were calling into. But quickly on Rich Rod, hopefully what is old is new, but I don't know. I'm not too bought in on Rich Rodriguez coming back and leading the Mountaineers to anything special. But I hope I'm wrong. It's definitely going to raise a lot of money. You see McAfee out there going and doing his thing. But, yeah, I don't really have anything great to say about that besides Rich Rodriguez was a great coach at West Virginia. Hopefully he can do it again. I'm not too hopeful on it. Back to what you were saying with the Jets, though, and we will get into them a little bit more later on. I don't think the Belichick story is really even that much of a story in terms of, I think Bill half-heartedly reached out to the Jets, if anything, you know, in terms of like really having interest. I think it was more just a feeler than anything else. And then he probably also said, you know, well, what am I doing? And backed himself up too. I think that story has a little bit more to it than it's being let on. But you know what? That's for us to find out as the coming days approach. And I'm sure Bill will let more things come out here. Back to the phones here before we take a break. 888-808-1019. Tim in Hicksville. Tim, what is up, my man?
How you doing, brother?
I can't complain, bro. It's 2:18 on a Sunday morning, and I'm talking to you. How you feeling out there in Hicksville?
Yeah, Soto Land right now. I'm very happy as a Mets fan. I think listening to your opening monologue, you know, I think with Sean and I think Pete, I think it's basically see what they can get out there, and then they're going to come back to the Mets. And I do believe the Mets will re-sign. The Mets have been under Cohen, at least, even though it's been different GMs. Nemo, they signed Diaz. I think those two guys are definitely coming back. I feel really good about that. And then I think they're going to look for another pitcher, whether that's Walker Buehler, whether it's a trade for Castillo. I think that that's something interesting. I wonder what they're going to be asking. If it's like a Jet Williams, obviously you're not going to do it.
Well, I've heard I've seen speculated that Acuna would be a potential piece in that trade.
Yeah.
I just got to be honest with you. That's way too sweet for Luis Castillo.
Yeah, I mean, he's a solid pitcher. He would be slotted in. But you're right. I think Acuna, he is a valuable guy. But they supposedly want major league ready or like the team that can help him this year. And obviously Acuna can. But I think that is a possibility. But I'm pretty sure that I think David Stearns does deserve the benefit of the doubt, especially after last year. There's going to be, I think, five moves he does, and then we can definitely see what they're going into the season. But I'm pretty sure that they have the mindset of being a World Series contender this year. I mean, it's going to be hard to compete with the Dodgers, but they know that. So that's
why you got to get the starting pitching in line. That's why you got to get Manaea back. That's why you got to go out. You got to get either Sasaki or you got to go get some guy like a John Means. And, I mean, I wish they would have been able to get Bieber, but they never had a prayer of getting him. He was always probably going back to Cleveland anyway. But they need a guy like that as well that they can put into this rotation because you said, and thank you for the call, Tim. Appreciate it, brother. You said it. You nailed it on the head. This team wants to win a World Series. This team is going into this year with that type of expectation. And they are going into this year trying to compete with the Dodgers. You have to beat the Dodgers to go to a World Series. Most likely, they will probably be the team in the NLCS you're going to face for however many years. I mean, honestly, I don't see the Dodgers slowing down anytime soon. So they're the team. You want to go up against them? You have to have a bullpen. You have to be able to go out there and pitch. And then you also need to be able to go out there and hit with them as well. So that's why you need to bring in Pete, make sure that he is the protection that you need for this lineup. He is the pure power hitter that you need in this lineup. And you make sure that you bring back Sean Manaea so you have an ace. And if you can sign Sasaki, that's incredible. I don't think, I just, I don't know if he's going to come to the East Coast. We'll see. That's, I don't know. We're going to have to see with that. But if he does not come to the East Coast, you have to find yourself another starting pitcher, because the idea of going into this year with Clay Holmes and Frankie Montas in this rotation for 30-plus starts, penciling it in, it's not going to happen. And if that's your thought and you think Brandon Sproat is going to come up, well, I'm going to tell you one thing. You tell God plans, right? And he laughs in your face. You make plans and God laughs at them. You know why? Because something can always happen to mess that up. Get yourself the insurance. Take care of it now before the season happens. Set yourself up for success. You have the resources. Make sure you bring in the guys. 888-808-1019. Number to call here on a Sunday morning, or actually the end of your Saturday night, a SantaCon Saturday night. Hopefully y'all enjoyed it out there. Hopefully y'all are getting home safe right now. Hit me up on those lines, though, if you choose to. 888-808-1019. We're talking Mets. We're talking the offseason that needs to continue to build. And we're going to get into the Yankees a little bit, too, a little later on. Big Zoo Op on the Fam, back after this.